You are listening to BensTorah.com.
ויקומו משם אנושה וישקיפו. מבשורת לידס יצחו שאובו מידס הגבור הקדוש על העולם. So in other words, לידס יצחוק is the בשורת to אברהם אבינו of the ליד of מידס הדין בעולם הזה. ממילא כשזה קם זה נופל שזדום ופסול של מידס הגבור. שיטס הרב צודק, you see, here, in קובץ המנחה starts, that the psoilus of מידס הגבורה, that psoilus is something called stoim. Ve'aroya sheboi lius ra'alabriyus. Now, he says, the reason why is the psoilus, because it's ra'alabriyus. They were ve'ad anim lechziku, the pasuk says, right? So they were ra'alabriyus. That made them into the psoilus of mizah zagvura. So we're going to soon see how is the oimek adomer. So the pshuta shel domer is saying, because it was ra'alabriyus. Midas hadin is midas adin. The pshuta shel domer, if you just read this, you'd say like this. Why is psoilus midas adin stoim? Because midas adin, if you want to be mizdamet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, midas adin is not to others. Midas adin is to himself, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu applied kibiyochol midas adin to himself for the tzimtzum, right? It's not that he did it, but he gave an impression of tzimtzum, so it's midas adin. So there is, and for us, for the brilliance, it's only chesed. So if you're mizdamet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, midas hadin is doing din for yourself, midas achesed is for others. That is the pshuta shel domer. So if you are ra'al abriyos, it's psoilus midas hadin. But it's going to be much deeper than that. So the pshuta shel domer is that. And therefore, we all know that chesed for yourself, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't do chesed for himself, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kol yochel. So the chesed is only for the brias, for somebody else. Chesed for yourself is called taiva. That is the psoilus of midas chesed. Psoilus of midas hadin is called kas. That you're not doing midas adin for yourself to be mitzam to yourself, you do midas adin for others, right? And that's called kas. But he's going to say deeper. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them, punished them with fire because midas agvura. Aval doer amabul. Now doer amabul says, aval doer amabul. She's chitu darkam betayva ba hamabul. Maim, mimidosa. Maim is midas chesed, its potential. So destroyed with chesed. Olekacha ebir dor hamabur, kimolo horetz chomas. Now says him something givaldic. What is the birur? Now let's look at the oimek. What is the birur? How do you know if midas chesed is l'shem shamayim or not? Or midas hadin is l'shem shamayim? So he doesn't say because it's for others, which I just told you. He says something else. You look at this, right? They were midas chesed, and they had chomos. So they did chomos. Chomos is stealing from others, doing midas adin for others. That made the taiva to be worse. In other words, they use midas adin, which is chomos, instead of doing the chomos midas adin to tame midas chesed, they use midas adin to actually do even more chesed. In other words, they were the world of taiva of arayas and etc. And they had midas adin. Instead of midas adin, all the midas are supposed to balance each other. If the midas come not to balance each other, but actually to go ahead and to strengthen each other, meaning drinking the old Kool-Aid, they compound the problem. This is the raya that's psoilus hara. Sheyu be'oime kara betaiva, she'elem koyach ha'gvura l'iskabura li'ar azula z'afiru achilu n'iskabura l'itzerem. They use midas ha'gvura for others. Ze birur aleyem she'em oime kara. This is the oime kara. The oime kara is when the midas are not balancing each other, they're reinforcing each other. If the midas reinforce, that's oime kara. Ve'al derech shel nizbar b'mokom acher, says the tzodek, and that's what Binyamin said, this is a yisoid of the tzodek, that when the midas are coming to balance each other, that's how they're called midas. Midas is a special measure. When they come to reinforce each other, yisoy mekara. He says, nizbar b'mokom acher, al nisoy in Avrom. He says, al nisoy in Avrom, de'akeidashu biruro shom mekatoiv. He shows that shom mekatoiv. Why? Because he went with midas adin to balance and to control him. Men Avraham Avinu did something with the Sadin that went against the Chesed. Death Bevet HaKoyev, Aish is by Leil, Ubir Anshis Doim, says Anshis Doim is Psoiles HaGvur, not because they were Merea Lecherim, no. Gmar Milus Sassam, Bebakoshas Hoitziem Eleyev Edoisam. When that cast led them to Taiva, instead of balancing Taiva, led them which is Mishkav Zohar, the Ramban says it's Ikara Taiva, Shuridifa Sataiva, Zemivarish, Ibu Salem Shalem Lebrios Oimekara. The Oimekara is when instead of the Midas bringing something else to balance it out, he brings the other Midas to reinforce them. When the idea of the Neida Oisam, this is the Oimekara, which crosses Dafka, the to be much worse. That's why Vayashkifu, Vayashkifu is lost in Riyah. Riyah is Midas Adin, because we know that the Ayin is always Din, Ein La Daya, Nela Mashain of Royce, right? Is the Midas Adin. That's it. Moshubi Kasad, Yesh Eres Bein of Losses Ein Hora. That's why he says Ein Hora. Vecheri Tzad Agvura, Hakudoy Shou, Ritzcha Derabon, Kobok Shos Chamim, Eneyem, Oymisa Oyni. Right? You see, the idea of eyes is something that is Koyach Adin. Beavu Be'edev and Asi Gal Shal Atzomis, Vezeo Kol Ashkofa, the Gemara says, Vayashkifa Lero, Beishuvidas Agvura. So this is this idea. Ulefish Avrom, who is the Sitzchok, Kikola Midas Toives, Klurzim Shokas, the Midas Toives come one from the other, but they come to balance each other. The Chen Kola Midas Royce. So the Midas lead one to the other, right? That's the concept of Dam Shokha, that's the Kava Yoshar, right? The Shtalshalus is that the Midas go one after the other. The difference is Midas L'shem Shomayim, Midas HaToiv, they come to balance each other. Midas HaRa, they come to reinforce each other. This is what Tzodek says in Koy Mitzvah Mincha. Now we're going to skip from Koy Mitzvah Mincha, which is the beginning of the transitional works. We're going now to skip this to the Pre-Tzadik, which is his Chassidish HaToira, right, when he was a Rebbe. And that's Ois Chav Gimel. And I think this is a very important pre-tzadik. The psik said the sukkah is called Mishabekai Mitzvah Sukkah by Lamazdev Kudush Bochor Oser Chelek Mitzvah Sukkah. The psik says on the psik on sukkah, the Mitzvah Sukkah by Lamazdev Kudush Bochor gives Chukosa Shalstoim. Masha Kudush Bochor Oser Lechalek Tzadim Shvotim Shvotim Shalikim Dim Berbukot Shalze Avrom Avinu Alav Asholem Eloiza Ukeshe Eloiza Achal Kashchem. אני מחל לקויסם שבועתי בשבועתי. בפסוק זה עמד את זה סוכה של סדויים, שהוא עושה בשבע אילונס. There is such a thing called the סוכה of סדויים, ותמורם אגביהם. Explains the צודק, what is it in a סוכה of סדויים? האם לא פי מה שנאמר, והחויסך הגדולה שוימרון. כשבוך הוא תאו אותך, the oldest sister of יהודה is שוימרון. והחויסך הקטנה ממך, so in other words, יהודה has a older sister, which is Shomron, which is Malchus Yisrael, Vachoyzcha Ktana Mimech, and the youngest sister, Sdoim Ubneisea, the shortish was Dibish was Sdoim Ubneisea. So the Pasuk says that there is the difference. So it says to the Pesodek, Kubishlova Shomron, Nikeza Choyzcha Gdoila, why the elder sister of Yehuda is called Shomron? Because there are more people, right? They're Chesed Gdolah because they're Malchus Israel, which is the Malchus of the Shomrim. They had 10 Shvotim. But what does Sdoim have to do that she's a Chois of Yehuda? She's the youngest sister of Yehuda? Doesn't make any sense. Gamal Shomer v'shavti Shmus Sdoim. What does it mean? I'm going to bring the Shevi of Sdom. What does it have to do with Shevi of Sdom? Meaning, who is a Zer of Sdom? So the Rachain and the Isa Meari Hakodesh, the Dora Mabul, the Dora Palogo, the Shmuisim, the Mitzrayim. We know that Dari writes that why do we have the story of Dor Hamid or of Dor Hamabul, and we have the story of Dora Palogo, because their neshomes are the neshomes of Yoytzi Mitzrayim. She nefoshes Dora Mabul, says Dari, Nigzar Aleim Hayeora Tashlichu. Throw them the avoida of Hayyora Tashlichuhu, Shidas Ari. This is the tikkun of Dora Mabul. We're going to see in a second why. The Dor Hapaloga is Bechoymer Ubilvenim. Bechoymer Ubilvenim, Hayyora Tashlichuhu makes sense, right? We just saw the Mabul is the Mabul of water, because water is Taiva, because Midas HaChesed is the potential without any definition. That's why water is always in the plural. So water, Hayora Tashlichu, is the tikkun of Doir Hamabol. However, Bechoymer Ubilvenim, you see that's a Dora Paloga, right? They built the middle Bechoymer Ubilvenim. The Ainianu. Sha'aza Yunefoshetso Nichlolim Besuch Shara Alim Umis. We know the Klal Yisrael was part of all the nations. Like a clip of a lemon, she will rove and get a mute. The nefoshes Dora Mabul, so it says like this, the nefoshes of Dora Mabul, him, look at what he says, this is so important, Torah Shebichsav. Torah Shebichsav goes to Dora Mabul. She can omru Shebikit, HaKadosh Baruch Hu liter lem Torah velo rotsu. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give Torah Shebichsav to what you call to Dora Mabul. They didn't want to receive it. Das Drachecha lo chafatim. That's why Chazal said that when they heard Har Sinai, right, Har Sinai, they thought maybe Mabul Magbal Oilam. They thought maybe it's the Mabul. Because at these, the Nefosh of Torah Shebichsav, and now why is Torah Shebichsav given to the people of Dora Mabul? Dora Mabul is people who wasted potential. It is a chesed water that they wasted potential. It is, like we saw before, that instead of using Midas Adin to balance out Midas Chesed, just the opposite. They use it to reinforce Midas Chesed, Taiva, and go with it. Which means they wasted potential. Water and chesed is something which is not developed. We always know that chesed is the potential and energy which has never been developed. That's why mayim has no taste, the Maral says always, no taste, no smell, no color. And in Rosh Rabbi, there's so much potential. But you need Midas Adin to channel it, right? To channel that potential. They didn't do it. So Torah Shebabal Michsav is the potential. We know Torah Shebichsav, the potential of Torah Shebichsav is unbelievable. Right? It could be darshan, tili, tilim shel aloches. So the tikkun, Dora Mabul, becomes misukat by Nisina Satoira. וכן אומר שגם הוא בוסר, והיירה לא תת להם את דברי תוירה, ואם היו זוכים היו מים ועם מים על התוירה. The ultimate מים is תוירה. So that should have been given to דויר המבו. אך אחר כך, נעשה מה זה, so instead of getting תוירה, they got the water of the מבו. So water can be constructive, which is the water and the potential, which is Torah, or can be destructive. וכן מפורש בזוהר הקודש, ומויש לקבול רייסה בדורה דטפונה. Meaning, Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to get Torah in the Dora Mabul. Dora Mabul was the Torah, was the potential that was given to the world. ואחר כך היו דשויסם במצרים, and therefore they came. Dor HaMabul comes to Mitzrayim to be Mesukad in Mitzrayim, Hayora Tashlichu. They went ahead and they wasted potential. Meaning, they imagine, Kol HaBen HaNoilat Hayora Tashlichu. They saw the potential, the children will be thrown out to the water. That is a tikkun to realize the potential. That's why taking children and throwing to the Yeor, this is the tikkun of the waste of potential for people to realize how potential is. That's why the tikkun of Dor HaMabul is Hayora Tashlichu. That's what he says. Now he continues. V'davsho is midor hapaloga. Now who is dor hapaloga? Isa be'arizal. There is a right. Shayumi shoresh Torah shebalpeh. We all know that Migdal Bovel is Torah shebalpeh. Shenimsa l'Israel. Because exactly right. It was given to Israel v'loi v'ashomayimu. Right? They wanted to be oile l'ashomayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them Torah shebalpeh to tell you loi v'ashomayim. Is dafka in the Oretz. Right? So how gewaldig it is. Achi isa nitzchuni banai. Realize, the Torah Shebal Peh is nitzchuni banai, vechen pligi bimisifta derakiyem HaKudosh Baruch Hu. Right? We know the machloik is the Gemara says, pligi Rabba Bar Nachmeni. V'uman noichach, noichach Rabba Bar Nachmeni. We know that the one to decide if a hair is God, but say a loved God man is Rabba Bar Nachmeni. V'araman posek kimisifta derakiyah. So we know that in this case, the Allah is kimisifta derikiyah. Who is the misifta derikiyah? V'chosav kesemishne? The kesemishne writes, Atam de Rabba Nachmeni Omer ken kishol shamayim. The Allah is Allah ki Rabba Nachmeni because that, right? how this true potential. Now, so the idea was that when people, you realize the potential when you're losing the potential. The reason why Yorah Tashlichu is the waste of potential is the paru was killing the children. So the realization how important it is. When you lose the potential, you realize how important potential is. When people, Chas V'Shalom, were losing the children in the water was a lesson of how painful it is to lose potential. Okay? Now, Dora Paloga is Nitzchuni Bonai because of a Kesed Nishne, right? Hatam, the Rambar Nachmini, Omar Kenkeshol LaShomayim. The only reason that Locha is Kibisiv to the Rakia is because Rambar Nachmini went to the Shomayim was Loyocho Lachria, the Loyba Shomayimi. So he could not be Machria because Loyba Shomayimi. But when he went, he could be Machria. Umizeh Balem Aklipali Locha Vashem Izborach. Therefore, because they have this ability, they had the ability, the Koch, to fight with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They want to go to the Shomayim to go ahead and fight with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? We know that Rav Drashi says, right? Bo v'nase imo milchoma, to stop the Mabo. So therefore, Om l'anei l'rakia, lo kivim shivolo elyoinim. Says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't belong to elyoinim. Kmo she'om l'sanhedrin. That's why they are Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh is Loi B'Shamayim. It's also Nitzchun Nibonai. But it's Nitzchun Nibonai not by us going to the Shamayim, but bringing to the Oretz. So the Tikkun Dora Paloga is using Nitzchun Nibonai, what they wanted to do in the right way, not going to the Shamayim, but staying here. Staying here, Torah Shebal Peh, Loi B'Shamayim. That's why he says, that's why they want to be trying to be mesaken, to be able to go ahead and to be mesaken in its chuni bonai. That's why they had to do very hard work. Okay? So it's a givaldic thing. Look at this, right? It's a tikkun to Shebal Peh. Why? Because they wanted to go to be Nitzchuni Bonai by doing the easy way. Instead of working hard, they wanted to go to the Shomayim, like the Maral says, Nase Migdal V'Roish HaShomayim, that instead of working hard, they control the strings from there. So they wanted to go to the Shomayim to control here. That's how Nitzchuni Bonai. The Torah says, Torah Shebal Peh needs a lot of work. B'choymeru b'lveinim, z'avkol avoid abasode. All the hard work, b'avoid akashia zekushia. Torah Shebal Peh requires a lot of work. You could be nitzchuni bonai, but it's not going to dale ha-shomayim, it's loy ba-shomayim, it's here. So this is the idea that nitzchuni bonai comes with a lot of work. Choymer u'b'lveinim is the tikkun of Torah Shebal Peh. Ve'en it says like this, Isa bedoir hapaloga shechetam koshe midoramabo. Look at this, right? Chet, Dor hapaloga, that was a worse chet than Torah Shebal Peh. We know that they were much worse, right? They wanted to make a milchomet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dor hamabul shemplet, look at how funny. Dor hamabul, they were destroyed. And, but by Dor hapaloga, they weren't destroyed. They were just mifuzar. Why? If their avera is so much worse, said, that's what the Gemara says, but she says, well, Elu, says the Gemara, Elu, that's what the Medrash, Elu, because they had Havas Chinam. We know that they worked together. Sofa Achas Udvorim Achodim. Shenema Vikolare Sofa Achas Lefich Nishtoyim in Plata. They had, the reason why Mita Sadin, in other words, look at it, right? Their idea of Dora Paloga, Dora Paloga was able to survive because they had Avas Chinam, right? Via Inyan, so explosive so the Kivan Shah Dora Paloga connected to Shebal Peh. Meaning, if Dora Paloga says Shebal Peh, Via Ze, about Dora Ze al Apostle, Via Ze Dorsh al Apostle, Milchomes, Via Ze Dorsh al Apostle, the Sefer Milchamus Hashem, Shadi Sefer Laharab, Talmud Asim Sidim Zelazek Moshe Omer Adi Isa, Bemachloik Zelav Shom Alem Nashoisim, Ubizen Istav Sinas Chinam. So in other words, you realize that Torah Shebal Peh by nature can create Sinas Chinam. People fight, right? Kayet Yom Sefer Milchomes Hashem, Afiru Rav Talmud, they become. Or with the time of Yuchas Dover, right? They were. But they had the Midah to allow to survive that. The milchomos of Torah Shebal Peh, because they had Avas Chinam, right? They were Safachas Verachinim. Avshe Betorah Shebal Peh, Ksiv, Eis Vahe Besufa, Shenasu Achrei Zeh, Oyevim Zeh Lazeh, וכסי ואמס והשולם אהבו, right? דאבה ואחווה ביניהם כמו שעברו מכל מוק, זה טיפה סינסחינם, שני הקרמית השאל ידי זה כלי ליטור שבפה כן ליטוך סינסחינם. That's why you had סינסחינם. So their דורה פלוגה had that מילה, that they had the mile of sofa achas udvorim achodim. I always say, you realize something. We, the chidush that was the tikkun of Torah Shebal Peh, that even though by Migdal Bovel, there were sofa achas udvorim achodim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu split them up in the languages, shlo ishmu esfas reyu, Torah Shebal Peh is dafka to be ishmu svas reyu, right? All the Torah Shebal Peh, the Bavli, they listen to each other, but they argue. It's a, what's called a collective conversation. So they had that mila. So he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes here, and he says, V'adai merakel b'inen, Moshe Omru. והם הקליפה שלהם בא מניצוח תורה שבעל פה, ובאו ללוחם הקדוש ברוך הוא, אבל על גיוון לביניהם סינס חינם. They had a mile because they had סינס חינם. We got from them something that allowed them to survive. That in the מלחום of הקדוש ברוך הוא, תורה שבעל פה, which has a chisoron that you could come to סינס חינם, they had a מסחינם. They had the שוירה של סופה אחס ודבורים אחודים. לפיכך משתרמם פליטה. Look at the Torah Shebal Peh is mamish givaldik, right? Torah Shebal Peh is the tikkun of the whole idea of Dora Paloga. But one thing, it stays with us. The desire of Sofa Achaz Udvorim Achodim, right? There is a machloikis, but it's Ishmo Svasrei. I always tell you, the Bavli, the chidush of the Bavli is that you create a conversation, that you have to be the conversation. Omar Lecho, meaning one answers the other. Because the tikkun is to relate to the matzah that they were before, asher ishmu ishes fasreyu. Aval hefitzu asher edbor, by Dora Mabul, by Dora Paloga, Kuzmuchu spread them, share them, asher kudu shoyim ra'alei v'ra'aloyla, because Kuzmuchu didn't want them to be together, but they had the desire to be together. That desire to be together is the desire, sof achaz udvorim achodim, that desire gave them a schuskiyum. They had this idea. It's about Bokumacher. Now it's going to say the third Klipa. So Klipa, the world, the civilization of Dora Mabul, are Mekabli Torah Shebichsav. The civilization of the Migdal Bovel are Mekabli Torah Shebal Peh. What's the stone? This is a case which is so amazing. Not only people were destroyed like the Mabul, the land was destroyed, right? It's like you, what you call, Kisreifa Sdoim, Kemapecha Sdoim Vamoira, right? The Pasuk says that he became like a Midmash Moma. Mashinki Bedora Mabul, Shekoporim, as the Shora, by Shor, Noach, Shemir, Nisad, Oilamin, you look at this. The world of the Mabul continued. Look at this. There are three madrigas. That's how the Tzodek is so clear always. There are three madrigas. Dor ha-paloga, not only the world stayed, they stayed. They are Kodesh Baruch Hu Zefitzam. So there is a shortage story on them. In the Dor ha-mabul, people didn't stay, but the world stayed. Right? It's the same world. It is a Kodesh Baruch Hu took the Shloisha Tfochim of Keoim HaKamachlisha, but the world stayed. The chiddush of Stoimi is nothing. Asher hofak Hashem be'apui b'chamosoi. Right? The whole land went away. What's that? Why? Lo matzinu b'nafshu Stoim says something more, says the Tzodek. She'akol b'minfosh esesroa l'chadishim. There is nothing. You know, Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebal Peh came out from the Rabbah program. From Stoim, nothing. There's nothing from Jewish coming out of them. So what is the tikkun of Anshei Stoim? So there, Ach Isa be Bereishis Rabba, Motsasi David Avdi. Right, Bereishis Rabba says, Akushbo, the post says, Motsati is David Avdi, found David Avdi. Eichan Metzosi, why did they find it? Bistoim. Stoim gave the Stoim is the Shoresh of David HaMelech. Sheshama ya David shemimenu yotza Mashiach. That's the story of Mashiach, right? We know that's the David, because it happened, right? From Benois Lot, you could say the Benois Lot, they went ahead, and they had, Omun Moyav, that's the Shoresh of the Melech. Sdoim is the Shoresh. Not the Benois Moyav, the Sdoim is the Shoresh. Vezea yin and dichsi parsha shestoim, mokum sapir avanea vafruis avloi. The Pasuk in Niyov says that is a place of sapir of precious stones, afrizovloi. We have sheesh or Torah shel Pesach Mashiach. The shortage of Torah shel Mashiach veirichoi beiras Hashem is dafka stoim. Stoim is the soid of Torah shel Mashiach. Shall ze omru bemedesh kol haTorah shel Debalei Be'olam. As the heaven ur the Torah shel Be'olam. The highest Torah is stoim. The high only moist of Mashiach, Moshe Kosa Baptist Kuna. She Mashiach, we got a sister to her because all the soides of Torah is to him. She ain't boil a matter to Mosarak Minazeli Kiddi school, meaning Oilam Haze has only a taste of the Torah of Stoim. She Holm Disco Loirze, the Ze Orayab Bistoim. The Nafshu Stoim have my you Dershal Mashiach. Stoim is Dershal Mashiach. By the way, everybody understands, right? Veneida oisam, right? This idea of Mishkav Zohur, Veneida oisam, is the Yisoy, the Yisoy Mashiach. This is the Yisoy. O ba'olam haze me'at mizir d'gmosa. There is very little left of Stoim b'olam haze. V'zeshir emar mokum sapi ravanea. Meaning that's why is mokum sapi. It is a precious stone. K'mo sh'yir le'osu da luchoy sh'osam pirin. Meaning this is the choymer haluchoy. Gaino da lev even u even toy the chidush is that the superior is that the heart of the person to become like superior, like the luchos. V'achar kach yachuk Hashem izborach aluach liman divrei Torah le'osid yeken. And this is losid lova kishis batal yetzahara v'alev yelevin tzapir. This is stoim is the chidush of the door of the bitul hayetzahara. The levin tzapir as bistoim mokum tzapir avanea. This is the beginning of a new land. That's why the land was destroyed, because out of the destruction, there is something that comes out. You realize, Dora Mabo came out of the Vichsav. But here is the churban, that the churban brings the ultimate Torah, which is Torah Samashiach. What's Midas? The idea of Stoim is Midas Hadin in its utmost. Midas Hadin in its utmost without any chesed to balance it out. It doesn't come chesed, it doesn't lead to chesed. That is bottom. There is the beetle of Midas Hadin. Is the beetle of Stoim. Stoim tells you that there is a beetle and there is a chelik in Olam Hazeh that will be in this battle. All Midas Adin is always this battle. Chitzai achol ebom. Chazal says, Chitzai kolim einam ankolim. Look at this. We have two yesahoras. You have a yesahora of chesed, of taiva, and the yesahora of kas, of Midas Adin. What's the yesahora of Midas Adin? It's Avodah Zorah. Avodah Zorah, the yesahora was bottle. Chesed, Taiva, the Gemara says, in Yumo, never bottle. Midas Adin is bottle. The Beetle of Stoim is that shortage to show you that there is a Chelek Boilam Hazet that in the end will be bottle. The Beetle of Stoim represents the Beetle of Midas Adin. We just said before, the Midas Adin Betarosa, the ultimate Oimekara, that's what he said before. The Beetle of Oimekara is Biyas HaMashiach. The Midas Adin will be the end. That's why Midas Adin will be Mizgal that's all chesed. Right? That's Aloha Kibishami. So this is the Shoris HaMashiach. And why is the Shoris HaMashiach? Because Mashiach tells you,
you are listening to Ben's
Torah. The world of Ra, there is a tikkun to the world of Ra. The beetle of the world of Ra, there is a Shoris, which is Toif. That's why Mashiach is Hirichu Biras Hashem. The bitul koyach of Midas Adin, that's the shortest of the soides. Olam hazeh, there is nothing good in Stoim. There is, in the end, on Midas Adin betarosa is bottle, but there is a shoidesh toiv out there, and that shoidesh toiv is not galib olam hazeh. That's the soidesh l'mashiach. The soidesh l'mashiach is the bitul Midas Adin, when you be misgale hatoiv that was done is galib olam hazeh. That's why it's called Menachem. Menachem is a different perspective. And this is the chidush of Mashiach. That's why Mashiach comes dafka from where? From Stoim. So he says, V'ze ha'inyam ha'shenemar b'Yishayahu, lulei Hashem hoiti lanu, the tzaddik is wrong, לוי השם הוא סילנו סורית כמעט כסדום היינו למורת דמין. ולמה נוקה דווקא סדום ואמוירה? וואי סדום ואמוירה איז דחת דקלל ישראל אינגה תמו וישעיהו קומפר דמצלף, אך הוא הפי מה שנאמרו. ביקז הקודש בוך הוא לעשו איז חס כמשיח, ואז דויר של משיח, דאצ דויר של משיח. אך כיוון שקלקלו, כמו זה הוא נעד זויכה, דו עושה כמעט כסדום היינו למורת דמינו. מיני, we almost got to סדום. מיני, almost משיח came. Almost Mashiach came is to cause us all Sdoim. Sdoim in itself is the Bitul Midas Adin, and that will be a new perspective on Midas Adin, which is not Nisgale Beolam Hazeh. That there is a Chesed in that Midas Adin, which is not Nisgale. That's the Chiddush Mashiach. That's why it's called Sukkoso. It only is Choyfev. It only covers us. Doesn't show. And that's Oyesh Mashiach, Oyesh Balpeh. וזהו שנאמר, חויס כאן גדול השם, ראינו, יהודה הוא תוירה שבעל פה, יהודה היא תוירה שבעל פה, דוד המלך היא מרקובי דס המלכוס, פה תוירה שבעל פה, ונודד יהודה היא תוירה שבעל פה, שלום המלך, כל חוכמוסה של תוירה שבעל פה, דוד המלך, אוקיי? ניגל כל חוכמת אותו, חוכמה שלום, שומרון, which is יוסף, עשרת השבטים, היא תוירה שבכסב, ונודד יוסף היא תוירה שבכסב, כידוע, כמו שם בזוהר הקודש, why? Peches, right? Or right, so the Vichsav, Tzadik Iker, is Midas HaYesoid, which is Yosef, that's the Torah Shemichsav. Vechen Yosef, Vov Zehira, כמו שקוס עכשיו, Yosef, Yaakov, Yosef, כחד האינון, only Yosef is the small Vov of Yaakov. ושם, דור רוזה, דאס Vov, that's why Vov, the two Vovים, Yaakov and Yosef, דאז הוא תרווי כחד, Yaakov, Vavo, Yosef, Yosef, Zehira, גם כתורה שמחסב. So Yosef is Midas Torah Shemichsav. Torah Shemichsav is the אחוז גדולה of תורה שבעל פה. בשום אחר נקרא שוימרה, אחוז כך גדולה, תורה שמחסב, נגד תורה שבעל פה, גדולה נקרס. אחוז חקטנה, who is the youngest sister of יהודה? That's דוג מנסיה, that's תורה שבעל פה of משיח. That's a תורה שבעל פה, which is not נסגלה בעולם הזה. It's a תורה שבעל פה, which will come after Midas Adin and the Tzimtzum is over, that will be Nene Miziv Hashchina. That Nene Miziv Hashchina, that is the Oyer Shel Sdoim, is the Bitul of Midas Hadin Betarosa, and the Gilui of the hidden Chesed on Sdoim. And there was a hidden Chesed on Sdoim, we're going to see in the next one, Ach Be'olam Hazeh Nikreptana Minchoshet Galo Yechid Yisgula. That Soides is never Nisgale Be'olam Hazeh, and that's Sukkos Shel Sdoim. And in Machshev Eschor, he explains, what is Sdoim? So Sdoim is Midas Hadin in the Kilkula, because there's no Chesed whatsoever. But that destruction is the destruction of Midas Adin, but the destruction of Midas Adin has a soid, has a secret of chesed, which is hidden. They didn't realize. Which chesed is that? That's the chesed of Loit B'Shechusoi. When Loit Nitzel B'Shechus Avrom, She'mitchila B'Shechir Elohim, Avrom Nitzel B'Shechus Avrom, Shadin Zezoch Elohim Zazbon, She'ebem Kavon Hashem Shomayim. You realize that Loit was with Avrom, so he got some chesed of Avrom. And he had the daughters, L'shem Shomayim. Even though Loit goes, and he becomes Stoim, which is Midas Adin, and he left Avrom Avinu, he became Chesed inside of his heart. In other words, Loit, because he was this god in the house of Avrom, he represents that soid of Chesed that was there, that was forgotten when he went to Stoim. Kimamaki leva ovis. He had that mid of Avrom. Avrom Avinu is able to inherit to us the Pintaleid, which is that Pintale Chesed of Avrom. Loit had it. So Loit is the Chelek of Stoim, which is all Midas Adin Betarosa that will be destroyed. There was somewhere there a chesed hidden away. That's the Soyde Satoira. That is the Pintaleid of Avrom Avinu that was in Loit. וכשבאו המלוכים, that's how the מלוכים כאבירו מוצא מינס מינוי, when the מלוכים came, that chesed of Loit became Nisoyer, because why did Loit receive the guests? Doesn't make any sense. I mean, he was in a place that they didn't accept guests, and he was a person who was very into Stoim. How is it he changes so much when the מלוכים come? He says, because the מלוכים were able to shine out that pintel chesed that he had in. Veiro motza min esmina veneor oisa shorish anel. That shorish was neor. Veniseir lasos leimishne. Vezei belil pesach. That's why it was dafke lil pesach. Shazi seiris havas Hashem. It's the day of chesed. Zochartila chesed neoraich. והזהו מצווה שתהיה סל בקויצו, שהוא יין המשמח ולא יין המשקר, שעושה שוכן במיר הסמקס, וחיין דמישת לא ששוכן בן המלוכי מסתם, אז זהו יין המשום במנוב, is also the hidden wine, דווקא the wine that they drank on that night, on the ליל פסח, is again that hidden kernel that there is in light, כדרך שאומר, במען לחם שמלוכי השור השוכן, כן יין שמלוכי השור השוכן הוא מן השמיים, והמצו שוכן הוא מצו את הפסח, אוקיי? Now, I'm going to skip here. That shoresh was in Lot. That's why Mashiach comes from him. The noise light are the extension of that chesed of light that was there. And Davka, there Mashiach was born when light was a shikur. בשחרוסה דווקא. כי לא שלא יצא ממנו איסו ניצוס קודש היה בו, אלא בשחרוסה סורת סדס לגמרי. The only way that you could be מגלה, the שוירש, the פינטה ליד of לויט in the middle of time, is when דס is bottled. Because in the world of דס, you didn't see any תוירה, you didn't see any God. That's מידה סדין, הקדוש ברוך הוא says, מידה סדין is temporary, I'll be מבטל מידה סדין. But מידה סדין will be מגלה, that in שורשה, there's always something טוב, that's the פינטה ליד of לויט, that was this גלה when he didn't have דס. כי היה משוק המתחת, רק משה כולו, נויטל בו קומטום השם קל השם, So therefore, I think we say, it's only because of the Kavona. And that Kavona became Nisgale through their, his daughters. But boy, he had Nitzitz in Tachlis Ha'elem. He had Tachlis Ha'elem. That's why that Nitzitz is the Shod of Torah of HaMashiach that is the Soid Komus. It's the Chesed that's completely hidden in Midas Adin. That's what it says. It was a chesed, it was completely behelem. That was, it came about to the Oras HaMalochim. I love it. There's a niche of the Shimu, the Oras HaRishimu. The Kolmoka betachz HaShikua, Shei Bedas Muat. Therefore, if you'd have been Bedas when he gave birth to the Mashiach, I was Gabrara, the Midas Adino that destroyed it, we see that the Tzadas Toi Varash, Lev Shalu, it's a cloud. That Pintalid will be completely suppressed. There's a Inyan Esa Shersholat Hodom Bodom Larua Derlok. We know that Odom could go ahead and do evil because he could be completely ignored that Chelek of Toiv. The Shechrusa Shalot tells you that Zchorim are also because they don't. Only that inner core. Meaning he thought that by being Shechrusoi, he's going to go ahead and have the world back to where it was pre-Stoim. That is the Bukhinas HaKesed, that's why it's called Hirichoi Beiras Hashem. It's not something rational, it's something irrational. So she doesn't look at Tzodek. Tzodek always will say, Tikkun HaMashiach is that there is no Olam Hazeh, Idach Mimenu Nidach. Midas Adin becomes bottle when Mashiach comes. Right? Chitzai Kole, the world becomes all Midas Arachami. So the idea of Midas Adin, Chitzai Kole, that's why they are Rishoyim who are destroyed, like Sdoim. The Chidosh of Mashiach will be that you will be Megale, that even Betoich Ara, there is a Nitzot of Toiv. And that's the soid ha-chesed, which is tomun shaloi bigilui. Comes out the following. Midas ha-chesed and midas ha-din. Hey, a duo, would you just explain? Torah shebichsav, Torah shebalpeh. Dora apologue is midas ha-din, right? Torah shebalpeh, to take, to go ahead and to exercise the potential Torah shebichsav, then Torah shebichsav. But that's not midas ha-din that becomes bottle. There is a chelek of midas ha-din that becomes bottle. What is the chelek of midas ha-din that becomes bottle? That's the idea that the ra becomes bottle, the beetle hayetzahara, the beetle of ra, the beetle of midas ha-din. Midas ha-din by itself is a self destructive process. Where do you see the self-destructive process of Midas Adin? This is Stoim. Stoim is the self-destructive process. But that's Dafka where Mashiach comes. Because Mashiach comes, tells you the Chidush, that something Be'olam Hazeh, which appears completely lost, he comes to go ahead and to rescue. By the way, that's why Mashiach comes through Ibum. What's Ibum? That somebody doesn't have a child, and he could go ahead and have a possibility of bringing a child, Ikore al Shemochiv. He could find the Toiv which is Tomun Betoichara. That's why it's Irichui Biras Hashem. Irichui Biras Hashem is this super consciousness. And that's Shita's Rav Tzodek. Rav Tzodek always says like this. So the Gemara says, Lavoshan, by the way, Rav Binyamin, this is the Shita Rav Tzodek of Ishbitz. This is Ishbitz, right? You see that this is Ishbitz. That in the Ra of the world, there is a destruction of Ra, but even on the Ra is destroyed. Mashiach will be Megalad, there is a shorter story of Hanelam, and that's the Torah of Mashiach. He says the following. We know the Poishi Yisrael Begufan. The Gemara says what? They are Nishmosam Kole Venasi Mefer. They become Efer Tachas Ragli Hatadik. The Gemara says Rosh Hashanah. Right? They become Efer. So Rav Tzodek says Efer Tachas means that they have a tikkun. That tikkun is that pintalid which is Efer, which is ashes, they are going to be nidbak to the tzaddikim, the atachas kapu is a tzaddikim, they will be nisgal through the tzaddikim. That's what the Gemara says, that the tzaddik is noitel chelko vechelek arosha. It's not that he takes the chelek arosha and he pushes away the rosha. He is able to be megale in the rosha, that chelek atoim, which exists there. This is time. Snoim is Midas Sadin, which is destroyed, the Tachlis Ara, and the Gilui, that there is a shorter Shatoim that never becomes bottled. That's the Yerosel Shel HaMashiach. Those are Soides She'ayin Lo Yerosel K'mud Lasecha. And that is the idea that in the end, all the world will come to Tikkun. Some things will come to Tikkun on themselves, some Tikkun will come through the Nekevus, meaning they will be Megale through somebody else. Soides of Loit was his Gale through his daughters. So it comes out, and this is the Shita of Rav Tzodek. One, this is Shita of Rav Tzodek. The Ra is never destroyed. The Ra has a Shorei Shatoiv, and that Shorei Shatoiv is called the Rishimu. Because in every Midas Adin, even though Midas Adin is this bottle, we all this, the Shatoiv is the Bittul Midas Adin, is Midas Adin Betarosa the Oimek Ara, right? Oimek, you see, Chesed, the Oimek of Dora Mabul is not, because Chesed is never the bottle. You could distort it any way you want. You always come back, right? You realize that this come back. It's a horror of the Arias. There's a Tyra. There is a beetle of the Koyachara. The beetle of Koyachara, the Kiddush of Stoim, is the Tiros of Shlabashiach. That's why it's called Sukkos of Shlabashiach, right? Mashiach is a Sukkah. It's something that is called the Makifin. It goes above it. This is Rav Tzodek. So this is Rabbi Isai. I'm trying to get the shiur instead of getting an hour. Maybe it's too long. It could be 45 minutes if we can. But this is it. And I think that if you could summarize, this is how Rav Tzodek understands Snoim. Snoim becomes the soid of Mashiach because it's the soid of Midas Adin, the beetle of Midas Adin, and realize the Midas Adin, how it will become bottle is the Apechas Snoim Vamoira. Right? And that's why Doira Shel Mashiach saw us kismat kisnoim ayino. Meaning we almost got to Stoim. And Stoim is the Biasa Mashiach. So may HaKadosh Baruch allow us to be Zoicha to have Mashiach coming as soon as possible.
You were saying that the whole Sodom was destroyed and only from the Bnoi Sloit comes out Mashiach. Is that by saying that everything gets destroyed and only the Shoyde Shatov stays?
Yes.
Was that the point?
Yes. And the Shorei Shatoiv always stays. No matter how right. So you see, Midas Adin is destroyed. Midas Adin, right? Kas is destroyed. The Yetzer of Avodah Zarah gets destroyed. Midas Adin, there is no Kiyum to it, right? If it's not done in the right way, there's no Kiyum. That's Midas Adin. That's it. But says Rav Tzodek, you see that why to Yerosh Shel HaMashiach, that on this, there is a Tikkun. By the way, I didn't see, I gave you the sources. He says that there is a right to Sodom also in Mitzrayim. And you know what he says in Mitzrayim? Where is Sodom, the Tikkun of Sodom in Mitzrayim? This idea of the Tikkun of Sodom. And this is the next tickle. I didn't want to go so long, but he says the next tickle. There is a Tikkun of Sodom. The Tikkun of Sodom are, the what you call it, Reisim Alav Nine in Ben Huva Amitin Oisoy. In other words, there was a challenge that the Mialdo Saivrius, also the Nekevus, right? That they should be able to kill the children, right? That this is the Oymekara and the Omisgabe. That is Gabrus of the Koyachara shows that Klal Yisrael is ready to be Moiser Nefesh. That's why the Bate is Bate Malchus, which is based on Mashiach, comes up from Miriam, right, which is Miloshon Moror, right? That's Miriam, and that's what he's going to explain. So he says, and by the way, he says that the tikkun is the tikkun of Aaron HaKohen. Aaron HaKohen does the Srifas Poraduma, which is the same Shoresh. But this is it. This is something called the Shoresh Hanela Batoiv, which is the tikkun of the Bitul Hara. That's time.
These are the Pesach, right?
Huh?
These are the Pesach, right? Shara Kibunas and Pesach, yeah?
Yes, yes. So this is it. This is the short. This is Reb Tzodek Betaroso. This is his shita, and he says that this tikkun atoiv, which is the shortest of toiv, know the ra of the world. We learn that, and we know that from stoim. Kimapecha stoim v'amoira, which is shortest of Mashiach, which is bitul midas adin, chitzai kolim venam kolim. There's a bitul midas adin. The bitul midas adin is the gilui hatoiv hanelam. That's why it's irichui biras Hashem.
If there's being a bitul midas adin, how come we're going to pass him like Baishamai? Baishamai, the chul midas adin.
So he says, because midas adin will be misgal, that's kulotayif. Midas adin will be misgal, that's kulotayif. That's why there's no midas adin. So there will not be midas adin. Will be misgal, that's kulotayif. Midas adin be'atma is bottle.
So is it the same thing, being megal, that the midas adin is kulotayif, then being mavatl the midas adin and just the shoydisha.
So he says of Tzodek many times midas adin. That's what he's saying. Midas adin, you could be me'apach l'toiv, but there is something that's not l'toiv, that you can be me'apach. That's what the Gemara says. The midas adin sometimes creates davoid r'shoy melina. I told you, the Tzodek who look right, they are the foshel tzadikim should be sroshel nifresach poishi yisrol begufan, right? And the shom itself, the midas adin takes it to an end. So Rav Tzodek says, even on that midas adin that takes it to an end, it's not pe'apech letoiv, right? Because midas adin is bottle. So you could assume that many of them will be letoiv, right? Is misgal letoiv? The idea of Menachem, because you realize something, right? Mashiach is called Menachem. Loshon Nechoma is always mentioned, right? Rashi says Nechoma means consolation, but Nechoma also means a change in perspective. Nechamti ki asisim ki achrishuvi nechamti. Nechoma is because he's going to show the toiv. The ra in the ra is also toif, right? There is a ra which is b'yasamashim b'yashem echod u'shmo echod. Today we say da'ina emes, right? The tzlach, the famous idea that you're going to look back in the world and midas adin will be toif b'shamay. But there is a chelik of midas adin which is toim that is oimekara that would not be will be destroyed will be kala chitzai kolim. That's what the Gemara says throughout the Rishoyim elim chelik lo ilam haba. Right? They are Eilosh Eilem Chelek Reilem Abba. So Midas Adin, in some places, is not doing Mizgal Letoif. The Chidush of Stoim is that even those, the Rishimu will be Mizgal Letoif. The Rishimu is that idea. That's why Sodek always says, Dor She Rishumu is say that they have a Chelek Reilem Abba. That's the Chidush of Sodek.
And why is it after for women?
Huh?
Why would that for women?
Because the women are midas adin, right? Kayadua, everybody knows, everybody could for Shavua, you could listen, right? Women are midas adin, right? Because they come to define. And women are the ones who are doi chedera. Isn't it true? Because garesh es am azoiz vizbno, kilo irash ben am azoiz ibni nitzcho. This is our parsha. The girush ha'ama is a them. Dafka, they are megalit that there is a shorish alif. You know how givaldik it is, how everything fits in, right? Because aim is always loshon aim, right? Aim, yes or no. And the girush ha'ra, and the pushing away the ra, is nafka the nekevis. Like you see here, garesh es am azois es b'na, kilo yirash ben am azois b'di nitzchok. The kol mashet toy masorah shma b'koila. Always the women are the one. So therefore, the tikkun of the women, which is midas adin, is that the ra you be matzil. That's why it says the result, the tikkun of stoim is urise malavnaim v'hamite noisoi, you should not die. Don't let something die kill. You realize something givaldi, because it's very easy to midas adin to women to kill. Right? Why are they easy to kill? Because they're midas adin. The mekabalim and the mekabalim say, if you are not zoicha be midas adin, you don't get it. The tik, which is stoim. Stoim is the ra that was called. That's it. Nothing was left. That's it. Right? Kima pecha stoim vamoira. This is midas adin betaros, a bottle. That's it. There is such a thing. But the women tell you that when it comes to kill, they don't kill. That's why it says that Rizal, you know what the tikkun of Anshei Sdoim is? Im ben hu v'hamite noisoi. And they didn't kill. That's Bate Malchus. So even on the Ra and Midas Adin, they are Megale Ashore Shatoif. That's why they were Mizake to Mashiach, they were Megale the Shore Shatoif of Loit, Bishich Rusoi, they brought it to the mouth. So even though the Gemaras are full of things that people get destroyed, the Midas Adin destroyed, is Chitzai Cholim Behein Eman Cholim, says Rav Tzodek Doish Reshumes. Who is Megale Doish Reshumes Adin Akebes?
Is it fair to say that Yitzchak is the correct formulation of Midas Adin? In other words, with the destruction of Sodom comes the birth of the true Midas, the correct formulation of Midas Adin in Yitzchak.
Rav Tzodek says in the next things, absolutely. That's later. That's why the same Malach who gave Soiras Leidas Yitzchak is the Malach who comes to destroy Sodom. The same group of Malachim. That's what he says. Which is something, if you look at it's something givaldic. If you see, that's what Rav Tzodek will say. I didn't do all. Look at all the sources I gave you. Those two things. Why the cavers with the Arizal writes Noim is in Ben Uvamita Noisoi? That's a tikkun of Midas Noim, right? Right, the Dvistiras Nefesh.
Isn't there another stage with the destruction of Esav, or that the head rolls in, that there's a part of the shores can still be salvageable?
It's the same thing. But there's a Rosh. But there is something, Michael, that even the Rosh is not salvageable. I told you, the Shmosan Nisrefes. The Shoresh, the Anase Efer Tachas Kapuis Atzadikim, that Efer, the Shoresh is time. Right? So it's a Givaldic thing. That's why Mashiach comes from Stoim. That's a Tikkun HaMashiach. That's why the Kavis, and that's why the Kavis Amotoris. So I think that the Tzodek is
when Adam is created, and there's the idea that there needed to be the Midas Adin and then the Keva to balance off Adam, who would be the Chesed. That the first impulse is Chesed, and then Chava or Isha would be the balance to that.
Yeah. She's Midas Adin. At Rav Sef Engel, I told him, people, that's why Adam is created, the Machshava was created, Adam and Zohar and the Keva would be separate. And Bishas Maisi, they were created together, Zohar and Keva Brom. Says the Rav Sef Engel, the same idea, because with Chila Olav, Loivar be Midas Adin, meaning it was supposed that the Keva to be on its own. But Rosh Hema Choyim Lamoy, they created the Keva to be Mechubar to the Zohar. That's Shoyrish always stays. That's the idea. By the way, which is exactly this, the Tikkun Midas Adin, because of the Olam HaTikkun, is that the Ra is never 100% Ra. There is always a Shoresh Zohar B'fnim. That's it. That's the Shoresh Hema Brom, which is Bishich Rusoy. That's why Chazal always say that when do you lose all your ability to connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu is Shechrus HaShaloit. And Shirdavka in Shechrus HaShaloit is the B'yes HaMashiach. You realize that Tfila, you could daven a Tfila to connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu. When can't you connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu is Shechrus HaShaloit. You can't daven, you can't be Oymed Lifnei HaMelech. Davka on Shechrus HaShaloit, you find the Shores HaMashiach.
You can't daven even with less than Shechrus HaShaloit.
Yeah, no, but Chazal always say that this is the worst, because is that right? Because not Oymed Lifnei HaMelech. But what you know, because then is something that moves, right? It has to be Oymed Lifnei HaMelech. But Shechrus HaShaloit, you know that clearly there is nobody who could be Oymed Lifnei HaMelech. This is the Tachlis HaShechrus. That is something that clearly, Likuli Alma, doesn't matter who it is, you can't be Oymed Lifnei HaMelech. That is the Shpitz.
Putter from all mitzvahs.
What?
He's putter from all mitzvahs.
Yes, that's right. There's no chibur takudus mocha legamri. I told you, this is, you know, this Oymed Lifnei HaMelech is something before. And that's tefillah, and that's something movable. Depends how much. But when you shechrus HaShaloit, you're putter, you have no kesher takudus mocha, you have no das, no kesher whatsoever. And Dafka, by death, complete, I told you, Legamri is not only Tzilo, which Oymer Lifnei HaMelech, any Shaychus, which is Tavta HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shechrus Elosh doesn't have. And Dafka on death is Ashoresh HaTayif.
When we do the prequel of that again in the end of the year in Purim, where we have our Shechrus, is now going to bring about, bring the Melech's emergence.
In other words, if you are shikur, like what he says, Givaldi, there's no chiluk between Haman and Mordechai.
Right, exactly.
The boy say, you see, Givaldi, right? When you are shikur, that there's no das, in the end, Haman and Mordechai are the same. That's the shoyder shatoiv hanela bechol advarim, which is the Gilei Mashiach.
You have been listening to a presentation of benstorah.com.